Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them at 4191A Manchester Avenue, right over there in the heart of the Grove. They come out this Friday, and every Friday there's an all-new music happy hour going on. 10% off any purchase, and free beer from Four Hands Brewery. And of course, vinyl spinning and new records in store from Prince, Nina Simone, and much more. Hey, also, they have a lot of great live in stores on the weekends, Saturdays and Sundays, and this Saturday, July 23rd, live in store from the Langoliers and Brother Lee and the Leather Jackals. And then come out on Sunday, July 24th, Justin Johnson and Melinda Cooper live in-store performance. Both of those 2 to 4 p.m. So come out, grab some new music, check out some fine local music, check out the local music selection there on the shelves. And if you want to get any of your music in stores, please reach out and see how you can make that happen. Hey, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, musicrecordshop.com. This episode is sponsored by Game Trader 2 in St. Charles, Missouri. They wanted to tell you about Mo Game Con going on August 13th, and that'll be at Elks Lodge 330 in Afton, Missouri. Tickets will be $10 or $5 plus two canned goods. There will also be exclusive event t-shirts for sale, and vendors, special guests include Adam Korelick of YouTube and the Rocket Punch Radio and Video Game Show podcast, and many others. There's going to be one going on, and like I said, lots of great local vendors and competitions and all kinds of things. So if you're into gaming, come check it out. August 13th, 12 to 7 p.m. in Afton, Missouri. Visit mogamecon.com for more information and tickets. That's mogamecon.com.
Podcast is kind of like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey y'all, this is the Langoliers. You listen to Rock Paper Podcast. Keep on rocking in the free world.
Well, it was sometime.
everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from beautiful Festus, Missouri. What's the name of this place?
Main Street Music Club.
I didn't want to make sure I got the plug right. I knew it was. But yeah, Main Street Music Club, and hanging out with the guys of Langoliers, right?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Oh, thank you.
Festus. Yeah, thank you. Good to be here. That's a little haul for me, man. I was about an hour drive from my home out in Wentzville, so cool little haul. But it was, I like getting out and seeing different parts of my community and getting to meet guys like yourself, new music and all kinds of stuff. So, this is our first time really getting to meet. I've noticed your guys' name around, in our scene and stuff, and guys are doing a lot. And then we just had the EP release, and I wanted to get to meet up with you guys. And I like getting to talk to guys that have a lot of exciting stuff going on. And so, so I reached out. I said, "Let's do this," and so here we are.
Oh yeah, man.
We got the EP, creepy EP.
Yeah. One word.
Yeah. Which I thought was pretty clever.
We were trying to think of how we thought of that today, and
I don't remember.
Neither do I.
I don't know.
I think it was a hashtag one of us just made up.
Maybe. All
right. Yeah, I don't know.
It's pretty cool though.
Yeah.
It happened one day.
I guess also before we go too far, let's have everybody introduce themselves. That way everybody knows your voice on the mic before I forget to do that part.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dylan.
I'm Corey.
I'm Sean. I play drums.
I'm Corey as well, but I'm a different Corey.
Is that become an issue?
Like, no, it's weird because we've all been friends since like high school.
Yeah, right.
So anytime anybody says our name, it's like we automatically know who they're talking. Maybe it's like the tone.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I always know it. Earlier, our buddy Josh did that, and he like apologized. You know, I knew you were talking to him.
Right.
Went about my business.
Episode of the podcast that it was just the two Corys.
Yeah.
So that might have been
right.
Yeah.
It was just us. It was great though.
Yeah. I love Matt Mahey and the Talkcasty.
Yeah,
that was
he smells weird though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I had a lot of fun. I did an episode recently with him also.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Hearing about that, I haven't heard it yet. But
yeah,
I'll get there.
Yeah. Well, it's up there.
Those guys are characters.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. And they've been on the show. I'm hoping they. Actually, I ran into. We were talking a little just off mic there about. Wayback Point Fest, and I saw Matt playing with my posse in effect.
Whew,
and in his gray tracksuit.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
I want a tracksuit now. Matt made it look so cool.
Right.
All sure
right.
Did.
Let me get one of them.
And we were talking, hopefully get him back on the show to talk about their new record. So
Yeah.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, it's coming out soon.
Did they ever have like an actual date for that?
It's
probably
August
not. Soon.
12?
Yeah, I think
something
it's,
like
yeah,
that.
For sure it's 12.
Like cool.
At off Broadway.
Too far away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be cool. Yeah.
I'll probably be there.
Oh yeah. If I can be, I will.
Sure. We touched on the creepy EP.
Yeah.
This is a 5-song EP.
Yes.
Yep.
And you I know I listen on Bandcamp. Is it available elsewhere?
Yeah, it's on Spotify, Tidal, I think Apple Music, iTunes, and maybe Google Play, but
okay.
I'm not sure.
Nice.
Ooh, yeah. I haven't checked that one yet.
I haven't either.
All the others I have.
Yeah.
I'll check that later.
But yeah, I really liked it, guys. Like I said, I didn't really, I know, judging by a lot of the people that I've seen you on bills with, that you guys were going to be more rock stuff, and
right.
But I really, I didn't know really what to expect when I hit play, and I was digging it. Like, I really like Green Lightning, the first track, and then I also liked track 5. I forget the name.
Last one,
Worry
the Night Away.
Those two were probably my favorite on it. But like, really, the whole thing sounded really great. So I was really digging it.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. That's awesome. Yeah, oh yeah.
So feedback. Yeah, man. So this, you guys are like a little more kind of indie garage rock type of sound.
Yeah,
that's what we tried to go for, I guess.
I always tell people we're like a '60s garage band.
That's what like I was kind of hearing like I don't know, some of like the, you know, between some of the drum tone and stuff, like almost like a like rockabilly type of drumming feel to some of it. I don't know. So like there's different, there's a lot of different things going on in there. Like I could hear different influences and stuff.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So that's kind of one of my favorite things to do. Not that I know it all, but like I like to listen to a record and like kind of pick up on different things that are like where, you know, some of the background and all that kind of stuff. And like you can kind of feel like whenever, you know, you hear like four guys like yourself or coming from various different backgrounds or whatever, and you guys are all bringing something different to the table and stuff, so that's always kind of fun to kind of see that all in the music. So so like I guess with that, like what I mean, what kind of you guys, you said you guys have been friends for a long time, but what kind of different stuff do you guys like I said, influences and you know, styles or whatever you guys bring into
I've been playing music for a long time. Actually, Sean and I, when we were like 12, had a band together. We covered like Fall Out Boy and Hot Dog songs. But I played a bunch of metal bands. I did a bunch of hardcore stuff. I'm really into punk rock, but I don't know. I'd say lately, it's like a Sabbath, Zeppelin, and CCR. It's all I've really been doing. That's it, man. That's all it's influencing me.
Yeah.
Geezer Butler.
What were you singing? Van Halen.
Oh, yeah. I was singing Ice Cream Man. That's like the only Van Halen song I'm super into. Running with the Devil's cool.
Yeah.
And other than that, I'm like, all right. Yeah, my parents are like teenagers in the 70s, so I grew up with that influence. I'm also in the 90s hip-hop, so.
Yeah, man.
That's there, too.
That's how my, my taste is all over the place. Like, and it's, you know, changes daily, so like I get into a lot of different stuff. Like I said, I'm huge on 90s hip hop myself too. I just actually I just watched Straight Outta Compton the other night.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah,
it was
really good.
I saw that.
Yeah,
so they left out the part about Dre beating chicks up though.
Yeah, it's a biography.
I don't think you'd want that.
Right.
Yeah, well, we know what happened.
Yeah. But there was a, but yeah, that's, so I was, like I said, I enjoy all that stuff too. I was my same, my, a lot of my taste is in 70s classic rock. I grew up with, you know, my parents playing all that southern rock, Skinner and ZZ Top and Allman Brothers.
We
and,
saw them. That was awesome.
Yeah.
It was cool. Skinner and ZZ Top together.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
The one guy left at Skinner.
Yeah, right.
The one original member.
Yeah.
Rhythm guitarist.
Yeah,
a lot of, like, what influenced those, at least those five songs at the time, I was probably listening to, like, a lot of Black Lips and...
Strokes.
Strokes and Bob Dylan, that's, like, my thing. And,
Bob Dylan's my thing.
Yeah. So, yeah, those were definitely the main influences, you know, some Velvet Underground, stuff like that, so... Sure. But, I mean, all those guys even kind of have, like, similar influences, you know, those bands and stuff. So, it all kind of, I don't know, it's all similar, right. I guess.
Yeah.
Rock and roll, man.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Life's a garden, dig it.
I listened to the EP twice, and I, well, you guys also have a full-length,
yeah, we do.
Like 2 years old or so?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about that, yeah.
I was listening to that as well on the way down since I had some time to kill. So I was, but yeah, like, so that's also available if you want to go out there and grab a copy of that.
Yeah,
it's the
self-title. I think it's on a lot of what?
All that same stuff.
I don't think it's quite the same.
Oh.
I think it's on Spotify.
It's on Spotify title, and I think iTunes, but that might be it.
Yeah. Yeah. Bandcamp.
Oh, well, yeah.
Bandcamp.
It's a big one.
Right. Speaking of My Posse in Effect, Matt Sawicki at Suburban Pro recorded that first one.
Yeah, that was, that's why I liked kind of the production and stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so Matt produced it for you?
Yeah, that first one.
Yeah, that first one.
Yeah. What about the new one, the EP?
That was
Ben Majak?
Yeah.
Unpronounced
last name. He doesn't even know.
Yeah. There's too many
There's a J and a Z in there.
Consonants right next to each other. No vowels.
Sean's actually known that dude for a while.
Yeah?
I believe so.
It's Mazak.
Yeah.
Okay. 85% soon. It's
Mazak. Yeah, he did the newest one. It's very cool.
Very cool, yeah.
Native sound.
Yeah, native sound.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of nice studios around town right now.
Yeah.
I know.
It's tough choices.
Yeah, a lot of my friends have been going to the Encapsulated with our friend Matt Amelung and doing a lot more of the alternative rock, I guess, stuff like more of that modern rock sound and stuff.
Yeah,
but he's been doing a lot with that. But yeah, it's just cool to see that people are doing it right here in town. We don't have to go to some big city or whatever it is. We can do it right here at home.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So, yeah. What are you guys? What's next? Are you guys looking to get out there and do more on the road now, or?
Well, actually, we're supposed to be having Brian help us look at Brian Bosley helped us look at a van yesterday, and I think they might be going up there today
right
and look up at a different van.
Yeah, Josh is gone.
But yeah, hopefully we're gonna get a van soon and start playing out. Get outside of St. Louis.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah. I think. Even just regionally, like that's what's also great about I think with being here in St. Louis is such centrally located in the middle of the map.
Yeah,
you can do a quick weekend run.
Right there, Chicago's right there.
Right,
Kansas City's
perfect.
So yeah, it's perfect for touring. So
it's really exciting.
Yeah,
that's like all I've ever wanted to do. Get to do it finally.
Yeah, man. Like I said, I don't play. I don't never been in a band or anything, but I imagined. It'd probably be scary at times, I think it would be also very fun to just be before your buddies and hanging out in a van and playing rock and roll. So
you said it, brother.
Yeah, man. So we're talking about some dates though. Let's get some of these out here before we forget these.
Oh yeah.
But you guys are very busy coming up.
Yeah.
Plenty of opportunity to come see you guys. So we got July 23rd at Music Record Shop with some guys named Brother Lee and the Leather Jackals.
That's right.
Yeah.
You guys ever heard of them?
I have heard of them.
Yeah, man, they suck. Just kidding. I love those guys.
Yeah. Yeah, those guys have become real good friends of mine. I met them just a year ago. Which is funny because, their stickers... Who the hell is Brother Lee and what the fuck is a leather jackal? And I see those stickers and that's like pretty much exactly what I said when they kept liking all my photos on Instagram and I'm like, who the hell is this Brother Lee? So finally I reached out to him. I was like, and I listened to tunes. I listened to their South City Blues EP and I was like, man, this sounds really good. So like I said, now to know those guys for a year and just become good buddies with them. It's really cool to be a part of it all with them and watch them, their success already in the scene. And
hey, dude, it's hard to take a pee in St. Louis without seeing their name. Damn near impossible.
Josh Akers actually just from like 10-15 minutes south.
Yeah, we've known that dude for a long time actually.
Yeah.
He used to be in a bunch of like screamo emo bands when we were.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Played at like FUBAR and Club UR when that was still a place.
Woo! I went to a party the other night, man, and he showed up and just him and a guitar and he did Xanax and cigarettes and
that's cool.
It was really a cool moment. Just me, like I said, I'm like a huge fan and like to sit there and just watch him play. Like it was, and especially something unique. Like I've seen him do the song a bunch, full band and stuff, but to see him just kind of slow it down a little bit and like that, I thought it was really cool. So
I don't know if we've ever played acoustic, have we?
No.
That's what I was like. I was telling them, like, I think it'd be kind of cool to see, I was a big fan of those, like, 90s Unplugged sets on MTV, Alice in Chains and stuff. And, like, I was like, it'd be kind of cool to see Brother Lee, Unplugged or whatever, something like that. Like,
Just
do a whole St. Louis like show, just like four bands, sure. All acoustic. That's sweet.
What's at the Pancake Fest?
Well, yeah.
Oh, I've never been to one of those, but yeah,
Pancake
from what
Fest
I've seen,
cool.
Yeah, I didn't be here when that was going on, so.
Right.
But it looked really cool. I saw a lot of videos from it.
Sure.
Yeah.
You, speaking of those Jackals, also, you guys will be a part of the first annual Jackal Fest on July 30th over the Bootleg.
Yeah, man. That's going to be a good time.
I don't know if they've released the schedule yet, have they? No.
No, they haven't.
Oh, y'all
so
don't
we
know.
Don't know what we're playing.
Yeah.
But there's that's like, you know, all the buddies are on that show.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
That's awesome. Really sweet.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun afternoon, evening and night and
yeah,
you
know, morning.
In the morning, yeah.
Morning, right?
So,
we'll be there all night.
Yeah. That we got like Bug Chaser and The Wilderness and Old Souls and Miss Molly Sims and
is Old Capital going to be there?
Yeah, I think Old Capital. Yeah,
Manus Brothers.
I believe, yeah, Manus Brothers. Yeah,
Dubnup's gonna be there.
Jeez. Yeah,
it's
pretty.
It's gonna be a good
one. They're right there on the wall.
Pretty stacked lineup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you've been getting a lot of them. Everybody's been coming out here too and playing. So
yeah. We've had a lot of good bands out here. It's been a cool thing because I mean, you know, most of the people in this area really don't know anything about what's going on.
Sure.
So it's nice to be able to introduce the idea that you don't have to listen to top 40s for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and it gives them just another room, especially something a little bit outside of town, like, you know, right in the Grove or wherever,
right.
You know, where there are a lot of that kind of stuff where they're playing, South City and stuff. And
yeah.
Gives them another room, a little different, a little different crowd. And so, yeah, I think it's cool. I like to see that kind of stuff. I wish there was more where I'm at, like, for original music, because there's it's just, you know, bars with cover bands and stuff pretty much, but so
all right,
but yeah, I don't know, hopefully one day I'll be able to change that. That's kind of my one of my goals is to open up a venue and do some
great
stuff. So
didn't the pit used to be up by you?
Yeah, we said
the pit. Yeah, we played up there.
Yeah, I think that's our
violet eyes.
And then on August 5th, you guys will be here, right?
Yeah, right,
with the Manus Brothers we're talking about. So,
That's gonna be awesome.
That'll be fun. Yeah, those guys are—they know how to party.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we just played a Hog Shoot Opry with them. That's probably the coolest show I've ever played. It's just like this festival out in the middle of the woods. It's like we play in this big barn. It's like an old abandoned house. You just walk through. It was just amazing.
Yeah,
it was so cool.
It really was. It was in Monticello, Illinois.
Yeah.
It's like a bunch of soybean fields and this really cool barn.
Just the woods. It was amazing for sure. A bunch of good real twangy rock and roll, man.
Very cool.
They actually had the Manus Brothers had a flat tire on the way there. They showed up a little late. They showed up and they still just crushed everybody else, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, why can't it be those guys?
We got... speaking of this, so they're running their own festival, and that's the Whiskey War Festival.
Oh yeah.
And that'll be held August 20th at the South Broadway Athletic Club this year.
So
5th annual Whiskey War Festival.
That's super awesome.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about being a part of that. Yeah. I've heard about it for so long. I was like, I wonder what that's all about. And I was like, oh, we're playing it. Cool.
Yeah. It hasn't always been there, has it?
No, they used to do it out at VFW and St. Charles and... I don't know how many years it was there, but I know they usually it's out like they're from St. Charles area, so a lot of times it was more out there that way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm not sure what the difference why they wanted to move it this year, but yeah, going to Broadway Athletic Club, so that'll be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't been there. I've heard really good things. Mm-hmm. So. I've just heard how cool it is. So.
Yeah,
exactly.
But yeah, we'll put enough rock and roll bands in there, and it's sure to be a good time.
Yeah.
So
you put rock and roll anywhere, it'll be a good time.
Right. And again, they're I haven't seen their full lineup for that festival, but there's a bunch of friends on there too, and they get a lot of these friends they made on the road, the regional touring acts and stuff come through there. So
yeah,
it's always a good party as well.
Yeah.
And then the next night, so you guys, you guys are gonna have a busy weekend.
It's one of the first times we've done that, I think.
Yeah.
Back to back.
So August 21st, you guys will be at Foam with Bucko Toby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the Woolly Bushmen.
Yeah, they're
from Orlando, Florida.
Okay.
Very cool.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. Those dudes are cool.
Yeah? Yeah, I don't know much about those guys. I have to check them out.
Yeah, very cool. Like if Carl Perkins had, like, a garage band.
Okay.
Yeah. Very cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like, very cool.
Yeah. They were.
Very excited for that.
Yeah. And then the 27th at Schlafly Tap Room.
Ooh. Yep. So that's with Apex Shrine and Red Francis.
Okay.
So, yeah. We play with Apex Shrine a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know a whole lot about Red Francis, but I've been hearing more about them recently.
Sure.
So that'll be cool, too.
Yeah, definitely. Well, like, I guess I like to go do some background too on the band. We kind of talked about some of your guys, early emo rock and roll days and stuff. But what where does all this band get going? I mean, like I said, you guys have been friends for a long time, but is that all?
That's the main right there.
Well,
man.
It started. Dylan and I were in a band with Sean's brother, Travis, and. It was Early Morning Fire, and I played lead guitar, and Dylan played drums. And that was more of Travis's vision, and, you know, it was a cool thing. And I kind of started writing some of my own stuff, but it didn't really fit in with what we were doing. So I started building up these songs. And, once that thing kind of deteriorated, then, Langoliers started. And it was me and Dylan, and then we had... I guess it was Brett Gover was the first drummer.
Actual drummer. And,
on there.
Ryan Cosgrove.
And Ryan Cosgrove. Yeah, and then Brett left, and then we had Steve Brunsman on drums, and then he left, and then we got Sean on drums, and then Ryan left to go to college, and then Corey came in, and this has been the... Wait for everyone
out
there
in
the podcast land. Yeah, and then that's been the lineup for a while.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I think it was, like, soon after the
first album. Yeah, I joined as you guys were mixing the stuff.
Yeah,
on
the last thing Ryan did.
So the first album was not me.
Yeah, the last thing Ryan did in the band was record that album.
Yeah.
Right.
And then he left. But that's essentially how the whole thing got started. I mean, just over the years, people dropping off and coming on and stuff. And then, you know, I think we've finally got the kind of lineup we're really...
Yeah.
Well, we've just been doing it together for so long now.
Yeah,
it's a lot easier than...
Yeah. Right. Yeah, sometimes, I've been around enough bands and you watch them all go through some lineup changes occasionally and stuff. And, I always feel like scene in Anchorman when Brick's sitting there and he's like, "You're not Ron." That's what I usually end up doing. Like whenever somebody else shows up at the show and I'm like, so you get attached to the lineup and then all of a sudden there's somebody different there. So it happens to a lot of my favorite bands, but you know you move on and you realize like, oh, maybe it's actually a better fit for the band because this guy, you know, is really good. And sometimes it takes a little bit to find that starting four or five or whatever, you know, for the lineup. Yeah. So
maybe Sammy Hagar should sing in band.
Don't say that, man.
That's not seen.
That's one of the reasons I don't like Van Halen.
We've got no Hagars in this band. It's fine.
Van Halen, not Van Hagar.
Sammy's never going to play our stuff on Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're a band
full of David Lee Roths.
Sammy plays some good stuff on Sundays, though, man.
It's top rock countdown.
Here's how he says Van Halen.
He was just here for the 4th of July.
Yeah. Red rocker, yo.
Yeah. I got to see him once. I went to, I think it's Hollywood Casino now. It changes names like all the time.
But
I went to the actual casino where he had the bar for a while, Sammy's, I went in there like for New Year's Eve or something, and I ended up winning tickets to he played at the time it was the Voodoo Lounge. Now I think it's, I don't even know what it was, a dueling piano bar for a while or something after that, but
yeah.
It used to be Voodoo Lounge, they called it, and then Sammy came in there with Wabos, I think was the backing band at the time.
That makes sense.
And it was a cool show though. Yeah. Like I mean, Voodoo Lounge was always one of my favorite venues. I was like, it was such a cool room because the stage was up. On
I remember
top of the bar.
Hearing about it so that often, but I'd never been there before.
Never been there.
Yeah, like the, you know, the bar was at the main level there, and then all you know, the band is like 20 feet up in the air and stuff.
That's
so like,
cool. That's not yeah,
right. It was kind of different, dive. Right? Yeah,
gnarly.
It was kind of you know, it's the only room I've ever seen like laid out like that. So it was kind of cool to. You know, a little different. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. That's cool.
But, yeah, I've seen, I saw Sammy there and Stephen Lynch.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
And Leon Russell.
You have comedians on here a lot, too, don't you?
Yeah.
You know Bobby J. Carter.
Yeah,
right?
Bobby's a good buddy.
He's, yeah, he's a friend of mine, too. It's funny. Yeah. I saw that he had, like, hosted it one time or something.
He's been on the show twice as a guest. One of those, I was telling you guys about some of the weird places I record. One of those was with him in a Taco Bell. And,
dude, yeah, I can imagine.
And we, and then the other one was the mall food court one. That was, so, two
it
very
just screams Bobby.
Yeah,
too,
two
man.
Very crazy episodes, and Bobby. Those are always fun for like a comedian like that to let him like improv and run with it.
Oh,
and
yeah,
have
man.
Fun, but.
Absolutely.
He hosted my second annual Rock Paper Podcast birthday show.
Oh.
So. So that was a lot of fun with
yeah, he's a super funny guy. Sure.
Yeah, Brother Lee and Matthias and the Pirates and Skyburnt White.
We played with them before, didn't we?
Who?
Matthias and the Pirates. Didn't we play? With
I
them
don't.
Sometime?
I've heard the name, but I don't think we played with
maybe.
Them.
Maybe. I've seen them. Then I think it was the Heavy Anchor.
Yeah.
And they're all the time.
They're they're definitely a little more hip hop and
yeah.
But they they're a lot of fun, man. I really dig what they're doing and really great sound. So. But yeah, so we got the EPs out, got some tour dates around town coming up. Besides the road, is there anything else you guys are really looking forward to in the rest of the year or
October 15th?
Yeah.
October Festus.
Yeah. Main and Mill Brewery here down at the end of the street, they are throwing a all-day festival. Out on Main Street, and we got all the bands booked for it. And so let's see, it's going to be Jason Fowler, the guy that owns this place, Voodoo Planet, which is John Gilbert from he owns a bookstore up the street, and it's also a record shop, very cool place. King James and the Killer Bee, Bucko Toby, us obviously, Tak. Dub Nub, Brother Lee,
Old Capital,
Is Apex? Manus Brothers, Apex Shrine.
Yes.
I love those dudes, man.
And then I think there's going to be a show here after it's all over. I think that's going to be Unifia.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So party. It's going to be an all-day thing. It's like 12 bands or something.
Two stages, I don't know. From what I hear.
Two stages. Still trying to figure out a lot of the details on that. But, yeah, because I used to do a festival. This is technically, like, the third annual one, but this is the first time it's been on Main Street. But I did a festival at West City Park, and you know, we have, like, 9 bands go from, like, noon till whenever. It's, like, 1 till midnight or 11 or something. And so then this year we were going to do it out there, and then, you know, Main and Mill was like, hey, we want to do this thing. And so we ended up teaming up on it. We're doing it on Main Street now, and that's Saturday, October 15th.
Nice.
So that's gonna be neat.
Yeah,
sure. What do you guys get to hang out a lot as a as a band? Like, I mean, besides doing shows, do you guys go do stuff, fun stuff together?
It's a little tricky.
Yeah. Sean and I live in Edwardsville, actually.
Okay.
He goes to school there, and I just live with them.
Okay.
Yeah, they live here. Dylan lives in an apartment above the building next door.
Right.
Yeah.
Next door.
Corey's here every day of the week.
Yeah. Pretty much live here.
So I mean, we're all definitely, I would say, my closest friends.
Right.
But definitely in clashing schedules sometimes.
Sure.
Yeah. And if we're doing
hang out every Monday, man.
It's usually on Mondays.
That or we'll be at the same show.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that is something. I mean, you know. even as we keep getting older and stuff, more things complicated with you know, relationships and work and everything else. And but you know, it's always, it's cool to see though that, you know, bands that are where you guys are all friends and like and get to actually hang out and stuff. And so I don't know what I don't really know what else, man. I don't really prepare much for these, just because like I like to keep it loose and conversational and have fun with it. Yeah. But
hey, man, no better way to do it.
Sure. But yeah, so we I don't know. I'm also distracted by drumming.
I got to go do not the drumming portion of it, but the guitar portion of it.
Soon. Got it. So you teach lessons out of here as well?
Yeah. We teach. You know, guitar, bass, drums, piano. We do all that downstairs.
Right.
So, that's a very cool thing. We've been doing that for about 3 years, and we had this space up here, and, you know, Jason always wanted to have, like, a venue-type situation, and a lot of different people running it, and then I kind of took it over in December, and, it's a very cool thing, and Jason's a very, very cool guy, very ambitious, and he does a lot for music in this area. Yeah. I mean, we have over 100 students, and, you know, he usually has almost 40 at, like, all times, and then he teaches out at a couple other schools and stuff, so he does a lot for music around here. Business. It's a very cool thing.
Yeah. We'll have some new merch. Drawn up by yours truly.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
I just had to mention.
Is what, just T-shirts?
We're at a shirt and possibly stickers, working on that right now.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Shirt definitely.
Yeah, let's try to get the shirt. It's starting to run out of sizes, so time to move on to something new.
We have buttons and koozies now too. We have buttons, koozies, shirts, the albums. Condoms. No, I'm just kidding. We should though, man.
Yeah,
you need those.
I'm sure they're on the way.
Supply and demand.
What's the name anyway? Langoliers. What's where's that come from?
That happened. Dylan and I were at a party, and our friend Kyle was there, and they were probably all pretty drunk, and we were like, "Boy, we need to start playing some shows, and we're probably going to need a name if we want to do that." And then, so we asked our very eccentric, very odd friend Kyle, "Hey, you know, we need a band name," and he suggested the Langoliers. So we said, "I don't care, I just need a name." So we went with that.
It's a book by Stephen King, actually.
I've never read.
It's a book / miniseries.
I don't know if anyone in the band has ever heard of it. Yeah. So that's interesting. I don't just know anything about the actual
thing we're named after.
It is kind of funny. Obviously, some of them are very personal. Really, I mean, like for me, like I named it Rock Paper Podcast. We have no connection to it. It was just we had a list of random names that we kind of put together. We made a list up and we put it on Facebook and we had our friends help, and that was the one that was like the clear runaway winner on the so everybody thought that was a good, so we're like, all right, there it is. Sometimes they don't really mean anything, it's just like a placeholder, you know, something to identify as. So
if you didn't have to have a name, we probably would.
Right. That's you could do like the Prince thing and just go by as a symbol.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
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 What would our symbol be? I don't know, man. A taco?
Yeah.
A beer. Probably a beer.
Right, dog.
A dog. A dog and a beer.
Represented denim.
How about a dog eating a taco, holding a beer?
Yes. Wearing denim.
Yeah.
Wearing denim.
That's us, man.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm getting that tattooed. I'm going right now.
Like I said, we talked about the EP. We can throw some tunes on here for some everybody to listen to. You guys have any requests for...
We can do the two you liked.
Yeah, those ones.
Too.
Yeah. What, any stories about Green Lightning or...
can we tell them?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can we?
Just about a couple of friends hanging out. Having a good time.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound right, man. You gotta say it. All right, never mind. It's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
All right.
Yeah. Very interesting.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, something that is interesting, and you might find, I don't know if it's, it's wrong on every one of the CD cases. It says green lighting. Saw that.
Does what?
Yeah.
It says what?
And I think it says green lighting. There's really? No N. Yeah.
It makes
and,
sense, too.
I think even whenever you put the CD in, I think it's, it might be like that, too.
No,
no, when you put the CD in, I think it's right. I think it's just wrong on the case.
Really?
But,
good job,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, good job, man.
Well, it was probably my fault, because I probably said
good job. You are really bad at spelling.
Spelling in general, but lightning is a tough word. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It took a long time for us to convince you there's not an E in that word.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it did, yeah.
He's still not convinced.
Yeah. Yeah. I just took out the N altogether. So, yeah, it's a little... I think we got to make some more cases anyways. So you'll know the first like 42 or 3 are spelt wrong.
Yeah, be limited editions.
That'll be worth so much.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, a little,
we could just change the name of the song.
The original.
Yeah, we meant to do that.
Yeah. I think it's right on most things, but not on the case.
What's worrying than I worry about? I don't even know that.
I really don't know. No.
Oh, I had a really cool dream one time that... I saw Howard Stern in a baseball game.
What?
And I made fun of him, and then we ended up having a really good conversation.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's not really about that, but I woke up and I was like, oh, this is kind of cool.
That's not what the song's about?
It's
just
the cool
inspire the song?
Vaguely.
I'm going back and I'm going to listen
Howard
to it. I'm
Stern
it out.
Yeah. That's funny because I don't listen to Howard Stern. I don't care about Howard Stern. I didn't watch him for some days to that dream.
It blows my mind.
Yeah. I'm a huge Stern fan.
I had no idea.
So
I'm sure he's a cool guy.
I thought that was funny with that, though, because like you say that, because usually every episode I mention Howard Stern. Now this is the first time somebody else mentioned it before I did, so like that was...
He's getting his plug in there.
Yeah,
yeah.
He needs it.
I listen to his show all the time, so that's the only reason I have Sirius Satellite in my car.
Nice.
But yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't say it inspired me to do the show, but because I don't want to.
Right.
I don't want to be Stern at all, but like I just but that his the way he runs a show and the way he it feels like a just buddies hanging out, you know, even if it's just him and talking to Robin and Fred, like it there could be no mic on and it sounds, but I'm sure it'd be the same thing, you know. It's like it's not that they put on something for the show, it's just them hanging out and their interviews with the guests are just like some of the best ever. And this again, that that's why people say all kinds of crazy stuff to them, because they get so comfortable they forget that the mic's even on.
Right.
They say things. And
yeah,
get,
exactly.
They're like, oh man, I probably shouldn't have said that. But
no regrets here, man.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
And now we have a song about it, so that's
right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Man.
It's not really about Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It is now. Yeah. You can't take it back. Don't take his backsies.
He's going to be up every night now, and he's like, this song's about Howard Stern.
I'm saying it every time.
Yeah, we'll
say
it.
Yeah, we'll say it every time.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
No, I just had a real stupid dream.
Featuring Howard Stern himself.
Yeah, just featuring.
Had a baseball game of all places.
Yeah.
I don't even know who was playing.
Yeah, who was playing?
Was the score.
No one even cared. Everyone was just interested in us arguing with each other.
Well, that's even cooler, man.
Yeah,
you guys are more popular than baseball.
Yeah.
You're the American pastime.
I am. I gotta see what these kids are doing.
Don't we all?
I might be back, probably.
Gotta get these damn kids off my lawn.
Gotta go get his teach on.
I don't even remember most of my dreams. That's why I
never.
Certain times I do,
and he's like
most of the time I don't.
You know, he's obviously remembered it enough to still today. Like,
right? That's insane.
Yeah. I had no idea.
Wow. All
right.
I mean, I barely know what he's saying in our songs, let alone what they're about.
Yeah, it's hard for us to understand the lyrics sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, he's singing in Japanese, man.
That's mean.
He's not really. There was a review of our first album where the guy said that it sounded like he thought that the singer was singing in Japanese.
So we just give him crap about it now.
Do you guys read a lot of that stuff? Like reviews?
We're actually just featured
in the
We had a big feature in the RFT for Creep EP. That was really awesome.
Yeah.
They didn't say anything negative.
Nothing negative. Yeah. So, you know, they liked us. That's good.
I was listening to this podcast, you know, they were talking about, they had Paul Feig on from, and he's directing the new Ghostbusters, and he was talking about how, like, you know, there's been a lot of stuff that he reads online and Twitter and everything else. So, like, you know, he said one day he was somewhere, whatever, they a winery or something, like he had a glass of wine or something, and they decided to start responding to people on Twitter and, like, he said he probably shouldn't have done that because he, like, went off on some guy and stuff. And but I don't know, I just, like, I haven't really had to deal with any of that either, like, it's negative or anything, or even positive, hardly.
None's better than bad.
Yeah. But it is kind of crazy that we have that, you know, social media right there at our fingertips for people to instantly tell you what they think of you and stuff. So,
you suck. Yeah. Watch this cat video.
Right. Well, you I guess you guys do have the official Facebook page if they want to get on there and tell you what they think of the EP.
Come down and just don't.
If it's bad, don't.
No, even if it's bad, I want to know everything. Right. Don't hold back. Tell me everything you think.
Yeah, tell Dylan how bad he sucks. I do all the time. Just kidding, he's great.
Yeah.
Look at that beard.
All right, well, I guess, so follow him on Facebook. What do you guys have any other social media?
Instagram.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
You guys do
trying to be more active on there.
Spotify.
All right. Spotify.
Yeah, they follow you on Spotify.
Yeah, Facebook's the main thing.
Yeah.
We have an official website.
Do we still have
actually.
Yeah.
If we have it maybe for now, I guess. I don't know.
I think it's the thing.
It's got to be on the way.
You can look at it. There's stuff on there.
It was at one point. I don't know if it's still there.
But yeah, Facebook's the way to go, man.
We tried a website. I don't know if it really does anything.
I think, they're obviously...
It looks nice.
Yeah, it's something to have, but, like, I think for the most part, people go to your Facebook page first.
Right. I can't tell you the last time I went to someone else's main page.
Yeah.
Unless they were like, well, you can only find our music through the band page and then through the band page to Bandcamp. And it's like, boy, a link would have just made all this much easier.
Yeah.
So that's one thing as a booking guy, it's like, yeah, I don't know.
Right.
It's probably not worth the extra $100 to have your own page unless you're really using it for something otherwise. But, I mean, I've never looked at, like, anybody's
website.
Yeah. I try to get right to what I need and as quickly as possible.
Right.
Yeah, so. Zuckerberg got us, man. Slaves.
He knows what he's doing. Right. He's gonna be a big deal one day.
Yeah.
There's also a horrible Lex Luthor. But I won't say anything
he's
else.
He's an actor
about
now?
That. What? No. Never mind. The movie.
I haven't seen it.
The Facebook movie. What's it called?
Oh, no, I saw that.
Social Network.
That's the
rarely
one.
Rarely do I see movies, but I saw that one.
Yeah, I forget what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah, Ball and Biscuit played together.
That was
the
movie. Oh, yeah.
Very cool. And then the end of it was a Beatles song.
Oh, Baby, You're a Rich Man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Good song.
Awfully cool soundtrack, at least at those 2 points.
At least at the very beginning and end of it.
Yeah. I remember the very beginning and the very end of it. Great movie. Yeah, right after the credits and right whenever they started again. That's the part I reckon.
All right.
Right on, man.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, like I said, I'll throw those tunes on. You guys can hear some Langoliers music and grab a copy online.
Yeah.
Wherever you prefer. Or of course, I guess got physical copies at the shows.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
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 So. 30 of them left.
Probably got a few of them. We need to get some more printed.
With misspelled song titles.
Yeah.
Get those all there.
Limited edition.
Yeah,
Throw those up on eBay.
For sure. Yeah, and again, like I said, plenty of opportunity to come see him. July 23rd, Music Record Shop. July 30th, Jekyll Fest at the Bootleg. The 5th here at Main Street.
Music Club
with the Manus Brothers. The 20th, Whiskey War Fest at South Broadway Athletic Club. 21st with Bucko Toby at Foam, and the 27th at Schlafly Tap Room. And so yeah,
ooh,
come out to those shows. Bring your dancing shoes.
Watch us get drunk. That's what we do.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Right on.
Thanks, you.
That's all.